The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right. One of the best sports voices you'll ever hear in your entire lifetime, and your unborn children have yet to hear it, but they will eventually. Mitch Holt is brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center, brought to you by GEHA as well. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Stay focused, Mitch. How you doing on a Friday, buddy?
Hey, what's up, focus? Stay focused there, boys.
That's
and
right.
Especially you, Dusty. Cameron Black is the blind sportscaster. Have you followed that story? He's from Oklahoma, but he moved here. You mentioned about having, like, children in the womb listening.
Mm-hmm.
He would hold up his phone to his unborn child in the womb of his wife, and now that child is a big Chiefs fan. So it's the proverb 22:6, train up a child in the way they should go.
Nice.
And when they're old, they won't depart from it.
So
it's a ha-ha, there you go, but yeah.
Mitch,
in the womb, they can listen.
I can tell you this. I wasn't in the womb. I was out of it, but my dad would probably be embarrassed that I tell you this. When we would watch Chiefs games when I was a kid and they were losing, we would go to the car in the driveway and turn you on to listen to it, because every time we did that, the Chiefs won. So not only that, like, I was raised that way as well. So now you're just going to continue to do that. And I'm almost a 40-year-old man. So it's continuing to do that. So just keep being the voice and they'll keep winning.
It's funny you say that, because last year during the Dolphins playoff game, I'm sitting on the couch because I was too, you know, chicken to go out to that freezing cold game. And my daughter's with me and it's just the two of us. And she goes, can we please turn the people on the TV off and put on Josh, Mitch, and Damon? They're much better.
There you go.
And so we did.
There we go.
And sat
your
there
daughter
and
said that?
Yes, she did. She's 15.
Your daughter said that?
Yes, she did. She's
the
15.
Of you.
I know. Well, I mean, she's around me. She's very, very, very smart, you know. But 15 on Sunday. And I told her, I said, on Monday, you'll officially be closer to 20 than you are to 10. You talk about blowing somebody's mind, Mitch.
Well, yeah, and then get ready for weddings and all that stuff.
Oh,
so
boy.
You just tell that girl she can do whatever she wants.
That's exactly what I tell her every day.
Mitch,
she can have whatever she wants for Christmas.
This is the Wild Wild West shootout this Sunday, I believe. But there's a defense on the opposing side that might have a way to say something different about that, in my opinion.
In all the base subjects, Dusty, of defense, the Chargers are on the honor roll, are getting A's in all of it. They're number one in scoring defense. That's the biggest subject. They are second in the league in red zone defense, second and third down defense, third in red zone defense. This group is way better than the team that we played in week four. They've got guys emerging like Lili Tuipulotu, who's got, seven or eight sacks and 12 quarterback hits just in the past 5 weeks, seven sacks and 12 hits. So I'm telling you, they got dudes from the front, back, side to side. This is a really good Charger defense.
How many similarities, how much similarity do you see? Like, Jim Harbaugh's first year took a good team that wasn't good because their coach sucked and basically took the same players and has turned them into what they are now, which is a legit team. It's kind of reminiscent of Andy Reid coming in 2012 and taking those six Pro Bowlers from that 2-14 team and flipping it around and going 11-5.
That's an awesome question. Now, this
Thank
is
you.
The global question. That, yeah, Dusty, give him a fist pump. The it's a global question, but it's one that's pertinent for Sunday night. I mean, the micro, we know what's at stake. Chance to win 9 straight AFC West titles, which is crazy. But if the Chiefs lose this game, there's no way they can clinch in Cleveland. So this gets really gnarly if the Chiefs lose this game. But the global perspective here is that Jim Harbaugh has really done what Coach Reid did in 2013. Now, Coach Reid did more with less. I mean, this was a better roster that Jim Harbaugh brought into play. But just look at the Chargers and what they've done and how they've got to 8-4. Rock-hard defense. 10 opponents have scored 20 points or less. But offensively, he told Justin Herbert, do not turn the ball over. These guys had 6 giveaways the whole year, and Herbert has 1 pick the whole year. In fact, if he has 15 pass attempts, which he will, and no interceptions, he'll tie the all-time NFL record of Tom Brady of 11 straight games with those marks. I mean, he's gone 305 passes, Justin Herbert, without throwing an interception. So what Harbaugh did was purge the giveaways from these guys and then built this defense. Very similar. Go back and look at the 2013 Chiefs and look what they were giveaway takeaway. Actually, 13, 14, 15. They were at or near the top of the league. So Jim Harbaugh has brought in his culture to the Chargers and made them viable. Same thing that Coach Reid did back 12 seasons ago.
That's wild to think about. 305 straight passes without an interception. And I immediately go, okay, I heard Trent McDuffie say this week the secondary kind of wants to get their swagger back a little bit, whatnot. Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, maybe this is the week where we finally get that big interception by Trent McDuffie and end the streak by Justin Herbert.
I'm going to go crazy if he gets a pick six on his first ever NFL interception.
I know.
And you know it's coming. You know it's coming. But to even just flip the field, these guys have more 3-and-outs. Only Denver has more 3-and-outs. Now, that's somewhat skewed to the beginning of the season. That's not been the case in the last several weeks. But flipping the field, getting them off the field, is a big deal in this game. If you can't turn them over, then neutralize them where they're not controlling the tempo of this game. And they're able to do that. If Ladd McConkey plays, and it looks like he is, he's another Georgia Bulldog that is influencing the AFC West. And he's a chain mover. He's like Lance Rensel from the old days of the AFL, or he's the new Keenan Allen. So, again, on the offensive side, you got stuff to deal with. But it is nuts that Herbert has gone over 300 passes and not thrown a pick.
Mitch, when you look at this offense of the Chiefs, Mahomes in his last 5 games, 1,300 yards, 11 touchdowns, 2 interceptions with a huge question mark at left tackle. DJ Humphreys comes in to kind of patch that bleeding up a little bit. Is that the click away for the offense on this team?
Just takes a click, and I know I keep saying it, but if just one more click. I was talking with Matt Nagy about this yesterday. Just 1,001.5, and it's a touchdown to Worthy last week on that 3rd-and-2 play. Now, let's back up on Mahomes because I was monitoring you guys. Mahomes has 50 touchdown passes in December. That's crazy, too. December, 4th quarter, 3rd down. Look who's at the top or near the top of those categories. It's Mahomes, Mahomes, and Mahomes. And the other thing is the influence of D-Hop. I told you this last week. Well, here's another one. Ever since D-Hop arrived, before Brett Veach was able to get the deal done with DeAndre Hopkins, Pat had 6 touchdowns, 8 picks. Since then, Pat has 13 touchdowns, 3 picks. And the rest of this offense is starting to kind of adjust and move and get kind of put together. And Pacheco's part of this, the tag team, WWE tag team, tag out and beat the guy over the head of the chair with Kareem Hunt and Samaje Perine. You're seeing Gray come on. But just one more click could mean a world of difference for this entire offense.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Mitch Holtis, as we talk to the voice of the Chiefs here on a Friday. The tick is there, and I think it gets fixed with DJ Humphreys. That's just kind of the way I'm perceiving it. But I also think the passing game gets fixed if they're able to effectively run that football. You know, if you're able to run the football and do it effectively with now this two-headed monster, now all of a sudden you can open it up through the passing game.
Yeah, and be creative in the run game, not just leads and ISOs and And they do that. They're more creative in the run game than they get credit for. But even the jet sweep has kind of gone away here the last couple of weeks. And this is a team, along with the 49ers, maybe it's the Bosa boys, I don't know, but we've been able to run at least jet action or influence them, even if you don't give the ball to a Mecole Hardman or Xavier Worthy. At least you're influencing the outside. And Coach Reed taught me 12 seasons ago, you can block an edge rusher without blocking him, but you've got to influence that edge rusher. And it just hasn't been there the last couple of weeks. So I think creativity in the run game will also help there. I'm excited about DJ Humphreys, but I think we need to all be just back up a second.
Okay.
I'm also cautious about DJ Humphreys. This dude tore his ACL 11 months ago. He is a big human being. Not all ACL injuries are the same, and not all rehabs are the same. He has not been able to really go full speed because you don't do that at this time of year. There's no training camp. So I think for us to say this, he's going to be an immediate panacea is presumptuous. Now, am I excited to get him out there? Could he provide one more click on some plays? Yes, and I think that's where the excitement is. But I'm going to give the Surgeon General's warning here. If he plays, how many snaps he plays, you honestly have to be ready for everything, including Tooney maybe going out there, either an emergency or rotation, or again, being creative. But I'm just tempering my excitement over DJ Humphreys thinking he's going to play up to his 2021 Pro Bowl level right away against this team from the first second to the 70th play.
No doubt about it, Mitch. I'm going to do it one time.
Stay focused, Dusty.
Because I think this is going to be one of those shootouts, man. I know both these teams have good defenses. I know both these teams have tremendous quarterbacks and good head coaches. But, man, this is – I said it today and this morning. That game last night between Detroit and Green Bay was a blueprint of what we might see on Sunday night because two playoff teams, a lot of playoff vibes here. Man, I rip my shirt off and get me to Arrowhead right now.
Well, let's go. That's where I'm headed. You can jump in with me.
Okay.
And that cool new tat you got, you can show it off. Honestly, I don't know if it's going to be a shootout, but I see it as a shootout in a different way, where every single little bitty thing matters in a game like this. There's a playoff vibe to it. Let me give you an example. I think that game on Friday last week, we're still going to beat them by two scores. You know the biggest play in that game that changed the entire game? The 67-yard kickoff return by Amir Abdullah.
Mm-hmm.
It's 16-3 at that point. If you're going to pin them back at the 30 or less, and they've got to drive 12 plays, I don't think they're going to get Brock Bowers on the corner route for the touchdown if they're not that close. So if it's going to be a two-score game. Every little thing matters. Every kick, every punt, every coverage by the gunner, every block by the bracket, how many penalties, what penalties, where do they happen. This is a playoff game. That's what this feels like because it's a shootout, in my opinion, too, Dusty, from the standpoint of just how the most minute detail could decide this game. That's where these two teams are at. In this first week of December.
Do you think the defense kind of gets their swagger back, kind of gets that vibe back that we had at the beginning part of the season? It seems like the last month or so they've been kind of just, mid.
Don't you feel like it started with that last Tampa Bay drive?
Yeah.
I can still see, was it Troy Palmer running the over route for a whole bunch of yards and Baker Mayfield ties the game? And it's ever since then it's been like, okay, what's going on here? They're getting some 20-plus chunks and yes, this is the week to try to get some of that vibe back. And is it the chicken or the egg? Is it the confidence that brings the swag, or is it the swag that helps bring the confidence? And it's a little bit of both. I think Omenihu helps it.
Mm-hmm.
But the secondary, I think, we had Brian Cook on the Chiefs Kingdom show, and I kind of felt the vibe from him. And I've seen a couple of those guys this week. They're wanting to turn this and get this back to being an elite NFL defense. And they haven't been the last couple of weeks just on virtue of the big play by the opponent. Starts with stopping a run, we know that. This is not an offense of the Chargers that, again, they scaled it down. Their offensive numbers are pedestrian or in the lower third because Jim Harbaugh said, we're going to go all the way back and start over. You're not going to turn it over. We'll play to the defense and run the ball. They lose J.K. Dobbins. That changes that. But McConkey has become like this mid-range chain mover guy that helps keep them on the field. The biggest thing is get these dudes off the field. And if you can get a takeaway, they're rare, but if you get them, they're gold in this game.
Yeah. Why do you think they kind of lost that vibe?
I just think when, I don't know. I think teams have got them in some situations where they've created some matchups that they like. I think it's you can lose it. I mean, 17-week season. You guys were right on. I was listening to you where you talk of this is a team that has played 7 years and six years and five. These third-year guys, the class of 22, who are primarily the guts of that defense, have played 3 years and two. You always hit a lull or 4 years and three. You always hit a lull in a season, and I felt like they have been in that lull. And they're a click behind, just a half click of breaking on the ball. So it's a matter, I think, of all three levels being better in coverage, creating enough pressure, affecting the physics of the throw. You don't have to get sacks if you can get knockdowns. George Karlaftis has more passes defensed of any defensive end. This is the key caveat of anybody in his first 45 games in the league.
Wow.
Well, knock down a pass, affect the physics of a throw where it's incomplete, cut down the separation gap. And I think, you know, Spags is looking at all of his coverages and matchups and potential matchups. They put this thing under a microscope. This is where the extra days help for this game. But it's all of that. I mean, it's all of the above with this defense. But, again, it's a snap away, I think, of getting their swag back and really doing some damage in this game.
All right, Mitch, I'm going to do my best to
stay focused, Dusty,
and get ready for Sunday night and have a great call. And we will talk to you again next Friday. And hopefully this team is crowning their ninth straight division title and, you know, just keep going on and on.
Just think about that. Let's repeat. The Chargers have 15 titles. The Broncos have 15 titles. The Chargers have 15 titles. The Chiefs have 16 titles. They get this one, 9 straight, 17. If you're doing the math, we only had 8. The others have been stuck on 15 since the end of the 2015 season.
Wow.
So a ninth in a row would be kind of cool. You're getting close to a decade of winning the division every year.
And next year, Mitch, you're going to tie the NFL record for making the playoffs 12 straight years in a row. Let that one marinate for a second.
Let's go. That's I'm just right. telling you. Mm-hmm. Dusty, yep. Head to the stadium right now.
Yes, sir.
We'll get you in. You can sit by the Hallmark guy. The actor from the Hallmark movie and sit at the 50-yard line and just stare at it for 2 days.
Hell, I might kiss him if they win that game, too. All right, Mitch.
He's a very good-looking man.
All right, Mitch, you have a good
call.
Yeah, I'll talk to you next week.